Volunteers at the Museum of Flight Restoration Center in Everett have been working diligently since 1995. They're restoring one of the last examples of the world's first commercial jetliner. And it's not the hometown favorite Boeing 707. Here's an audio postcard from Bob Hood with a volunteer restoring the de Havilland Comet.
Now, basically what we have here is a time machine. This airplane is identical to its appearance, as close as we can photographically make it, to the appearance it had when it was brand new, when it left the factory, and when it was first flown on October 30th, 1959. The Comet cut in half the distance, time-wise, between the world's major airports.
Its performance thrilled the world and added a new chapter to the shining story of British aircraft and British airmen. Since then, the Comet has blazed new trails, achieving new speeds, setting a new standard.
Yeah, it was essentially a derelict airplane when we got to it, and had it been less historically significant, it would have been scrapped. But as the fact is, it's the last copy of the world's first jet airliner, and remember, Comets were out 6 years ahead of the Boeing 707. The Comet received a lot of publicity about the fact that two of them broke up and caused them to be grounded for a period of time.
After 12 million miles of flying, and with confidence firmly established in the Comets, it was with dismay that we learned that the first of the Comets had crashed into the Mediterranean off Elba with the loss of 35 lives.
And when that hull had reached roughly 2,000 cycles, it cracked, which was a metal fatigue crack which began at the short radius corner of a window. Between two windows, the crack extended, connected, and then at that point the whole structure came apart. Because these people didn't have computers, they didn't have all of the compressible fluid flow dynamics, all of the things that are used today to design airplanes that require sophisticated computers. All they had was a blank sheet of paper and slide rules. And when you think of what they did, and as a matter of fact, we're standing here right now beside the Comet, and right above us is the nose. Now, the nose structure was developed on a blank sheet of paper. They then built the nose and bolted it onto the front of a wooden Horsa glider, which was a glider used in the Normandy invasion. If you look at the profile of that nose, okay, it's important to note that it is almost identical to the profile of the 787 Dreamliner nose, which I'm sure gives a lot of the Brits great satisfaction.
A proud day for John Cat's Eyes Cunningham, de Havilland's chief test pilot. His achievement proves that jets will enable Britain's future airliners, in mass production by 1953, to do twice the work in almost half the time at four-fifths the cost. Tails up for Britain.
Museum of Flight volunteer Bob Hood. He's leading restoration of the de Havilland Comet jetliner at Payne Field. That audio postcard was produced by Dave Beck and Felix Minnell.